The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. A spectacular Friday afternoon, may I add. It is such a privilege to welcome you to the program and to give you my phone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I hate to begin this way, but the Mike Davis story continues to be right at the very top of local news, Ohio news. It also made its way to national news. Fox, CNN, and others are reporting. Just an unbelievably sad thing. He was arraigned this morning at 9 o'clock, posted bond, and then was released from jail. And I don't want to say too much because I've watched the video a couple of times. I don't care how you slice it. It's just unbelievably sad. I have seen many, many videos through the years where someone who has been charged with a crime and then they were released from jail. They were always accompanied by an attorney or two, sometimes three or four attorneys, almost always accompanied by family members, friends. Not Mike Davis. Now, for some would say, he did a terrible, horrible things and we shouldn't give him any sympathy. I am not saying sympathy, no sympathy. I'm just making an observation. I think it's probably the very first time that I've seen someone released from jail or prison where there wasn't someone there to meet him. Then it's kind of controversial about who said what. As they were leaving the courthouse or the jail, someone says something about being a predator. We've talked about it here at the studios, and some believe that Mike Davis said that, admitting, hey, I'm a predator and I hate it. Others have said, no, it's one of the reporters, probably the reporter from Channel 10, which I think was Kevin Landers, was almost apologizing to his working acquaintance that, hey, we have to follow you. This is the predatory part of being a reporter that I don't like. I'm not really sure who said something about being a predator. Again, some here at the station believe it was Mike Davis admitting, hey, I'm a predator and I hate it. Or it's one of the reporters saying, this is the part of the job that I hate, being a predator with Bibbs. So anyway, He He makes it very clear that he can't say anything. He says, I have been instructed. I am not allowed to say anything. They follow him. Block after block. And he's in his pajamas. He's wearing what he was arrested in. So obviously no one brought clothes to the jail for him. And he walks blocks. They've got their microphones. They got their cameras. He doesn't say anything. They don't say anything. And it's just, in my opinion, a ridiculous spectacle. But that is the news media in America today. And they are predatory. So he finally walked several blocks and then went into a building. I have no idea what building is. I couldn't tell from the video. But he has been released from jail on bond. From what I can gather, it's probably going to be a month at least before a grand jury looks at the evidence and determines indictments and so forth. And it could be many, many months before there is a trial. Let me just say this. Yesterday I made a huge thing. The consequences of sin. When you are tempted to sin, when I am tempted to sin, when we are tempted to sin, it's always appealing. It's exhilarating. It's going to be fun. It's going to fulfill some kind of desire, some kind of lust. It's something that we need, and we're going to get away with it. Nobody's going to know about it. This is the manner of temptation that the devil himself brings into this world and to individuals. Entices us to our flesh, to the lowest part of our being. And then we give in. And I say we, because we all do. Then we give in. And then we get caught. And then we have to face the consequences of sin. And when you are involved in that sinful behavior, whatever it is, you're usually not thinking about the consequences, but there will be consequences. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. There will be consequences. And as I say constantly, you will get caught. And in looking at Facebook posts yesterday and today about this whole Mike Davis thing, I just reminded again that the devil lives in the extremes. I read posts from Facebook that want him taken out and killed. They want him taken out in the public square and flogged to death because of the evil, horrible thing with children. And this is one of the last taboos in our culture. And I'll deal with this more today because we need to talk about this. Child pornography, child molestation, and so forth is one of the last taboos. We don't have many taboos yet left. We used to have a lot of them. This is one of the few that most people agree this is terrible. So there are people who want no grace, no mercy, no forgiveness. They just want him punished and punished severely. They want him to die and rot in prison. I read one person. He should capital punishment, kill him. Well, that's an unbiblical extreme. But then I saw the opposite extreme, where there was almost an ignoring of the evil. If he's guilty, and we don't know, but if he is guilty, this is evil. This is gross, perverse, vile. Evil. And that cannot be forgotten. Can anyone be forgiven? Yes. Can we commit a sin so great that God cannot forgive us? No. But where there is sin, there are consequences. And I don't know Mike Davis's spiritual condition. I would hope and trust that he will draw nigh to God, seek God, have real, genuine, true repentance. I hope that's the case.
That does not, however, alleviate the need for consequences. Let's say that tonight there's a press conference. And Mike Davis says, you know what? I have not been a follower of Christ, but the last 2 days I've realized what a horrible, awful sinner I am. And I have repented of my sin and trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I want to apologize to the children that I harmed and my family. And wonderful. That would be great. And you know what? I believe God could and would forgive him. That does not mean he should not suffer consequences. We still have a civil justice system that punishes evil, and that is just as biblical as grace and forgiveness. Don't forget that. That is just as biblical as grace and forgiveness. So we in the Christian community should pray and express grace and a willingness to forgive. We should do that. But we should also expect civil government to make sure that evil like this is punished. Otherwise, we lose a biblical deterrent to evil. And all things balance, folks. Grace, mercy, love, forgiveness, yes, 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 yes. Also justice. Both are equally biblical. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I just want you to think about something and ponder this as we analyze the direction that our culture is going. All right? All of Central Ohio, in fact, almost all of the state of Ohio, is in a state of complete shock. A very, very visible TV personality has been officially charged with child pornography. And it's been covered wall to wall by all of the TV stations, radio stations. You and I have talked about it extensively yesterday and today. I'm not going to talk about it much longer. But we're in a state of shock because child pornography is a taboo. It's evil. It's sick. It's vile. I would say, 99% of people would say, oh, my goodness, that's horrible. That's awful. But I just want you to think about this. It is one of the last taboos, and there is a movement in America that is gaining acceptance to accept adult child sexual activity. Now, it's been around for quite some time, but it is growing. Incrementally, little by little, there are more and more people. They are still small in number, and we can be very thankful for that. But there are many people in America who think that what the local meteorologist did is fine. Doesn't hurt anybody, and who knows, maybe the kids like that. Now, as sickening as that sounds, there are people making that case. And right now, the overwhelming majority of people in our culture and our society says, oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. All right? But here's what I want you to think about. Just 30 years ago, just 30 years ago, there were many things that were taboos then, just as vile, just as sickening as child pornography, that are now not only accepted, but embraced. It is hard to imagine a pedophile pride parade. I mean, that's just hard to imagine. A pedophile pride parade? Are you kidding me? But if you would go back, maybe longer than 30, 40, certainly 50 years. If you go back 50 years and ask the person on the street, would you ever think that we would come to a place in our society where we would, in Columbus, Ohio, have over a 500,000 people out for a gay pride parade, celebrating, embracing same-sex activity? I think 50 years ago, people would have responded with, are you kidding me? Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Of course not. And here's my point. Little by little, we're losing all of the taboos. Sometime today, I'm going to get to a story out of Sweden where a well-known leader in Sweden is advocating cannibalism. And he comes right out and says, okay, 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 people are not willing to accept it yet, but little by little, incrementally. Now, I find that absolutely disgusting, appalling. Cannibalism? Are you kidding me? Eating human flesh? And he is honestly saying, well, you know, we're going to have to do something. We're running out of food and people are hungry and, you know. We are losing our taboos. And almost all of those taboos have been taboos because they're wrong. And they're harmful. But little by little by little, our culture has said, maybe that's not as bad as we thought. And I know some very nice people who practice that. Just food for thought, folks. That which was taboo yesterday is celebrated today. Think about it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.